Good afternoon. The time is 2 o'clock. Welcome to Vox Pop on this fine food Friday, June 28th. I'm Ray Graff. Today on the show, we discuss a sweet summer treat that hails from Italy. In the studio to detail the story behind gelato and how to make it are three guests. The first is Donna Damiano, and also joined today by Arthur Clifford of Fabri, a century-old company that manufactures authentic Italian ingredients for the gelato, ice cream, pastry, and confectionery industries. Also here on the show is a fan favorite, Rocco DeFazio of DeFazio's Pizzeria in Troy, New York. The number to call if you have a question about gelato is 800-348-2551, 800-348-2551, or you can email us at voxpop@wamc.org. Ordinarily, I'd be concerned about dead air if we do a specific show like gelato. Lotto, but Rocco's in the house, so there'll be no dead air today. Yeah, the show begins after the news. Hello again. Welcome back to Vox Pop Food Friday. This is our call-in program, and we'd love you to call. 800-348-2551 is the number. I'm Ray Graff. Today, we dig into the sweet world of gelato. And here in the studio, Donna Damiano and Arthur Clifford of Fabri and Rocco DeFazio of DeFazio's Pizzeria, affectionately dubbed the Gelato Queen. Donna is the National Director of Product Development and Education for Fabri. The century-old family-owned company manufactures authentic Italian ingredients for the gelato, ice cream, pastry, and confectionery industries. She's joined today by her husband. Presumably that would make him the Gelato King, although it could be the Duke. Arthur Clifford is here. Rocco opened DeFazio's Wood-Fired Pizza in Troy in 1989. You know him as a Food Friday Hall of Famer. And it has since won numerous best of awards from around the capital region for its unique pizza offerings and Italian fare, including gelato for Pete's sake. Rocco is an expert in Italian foods. Our number here is 800-348-2551. If you want to talk about gelato, and frankly, who doesn't? 800-348-2551. You can also email us at voxpop@wamc.org. Donna, Arthur, Rocco, welcome to the show.
Great to be here again.
Totally.
Very good.
Wow, that's very good. You can't hear anything?
Can't hear you.
Turn your headphones up, Rocco. There's a knob there. Our producer, Jim Lavoulis, isn't here. Usually he gives you the talk. Can you hear now?
I can hear you very well.
All right,
very
good.
I can't hear anybody.
You can't. Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. I've fallen down on the job.
You muted me. Zach, I hate to be muted.
Zach, the engineer, is shooting me daggers here. It's not my fault. I'm the host. I'm
bad,
right?
Come on. We're good.
Gelato. Now, you got a promotion there, Donna, right?
I certainly did.
So what do you do now?
I am the National Director of Product Development and Education.
What does that mean?
That means that I take our fabulous product and I create new recipes for clients, for companies, and I also educate people on gelato, which I'm doing today on this radio
station. So education, you go down around to schools and say, kids, this is gelato? Or...
Come here. This is a good way to start your life. No, I educate chefs, pastry chefs, and also people that have a desire to open a gelato shop. I do it on site.
Rocco, one of your students?
Rocco is one of my students.
He's good with the gelato.
He's amazing with the gelato.
You know, is he a savant, or did you actually have to teach him?
He was a little bit of a savant when I met him, but I think he's doing really well now.
I didn't say idiot savant.
I started
out as a savant.
Yeah, but he has now. He's really, really kicking it with his gelato.
He moved up in the world, totally.
Well, this is very exciting, and what more can we say about gelato except vegan gelato? And Rocco, I got to tell you, you're really into the vegan now, man.
We are.
What's happened to you? You used to, you know, you had the gabagool,
the sausage,
right?
The gabagool, the
have a nice sandwich,
brajol, you know.
But now,
forget
about it, right?
Everybody. Half of my staff is turning vegan because John, my son,
I witnessed this.
The voodoo vegan.
In the middle of meatball land, were vegans.
In the middle of meatball,
really.
So
and
anyway,
chicken parm. They're vegan springing up.
And no more chicken parm there.
Yes.
Okay, now the gelato though.
Oh,
you made a vegan gelato.
Yes.
What's
the
word?
Fantastic vegan gelato. It's very good.
Well, we brought some for you to try.
You must try it.
It's vegan. It's also kosher. It's lactose free.
And it's
delicious. It's gluten free.
Oh, is there anything in it?
Yeah, there are. There's a little bit of something. But the point is that it's healthy for you and delicious.
All right, let's talk about how, first of all, one makes gelato, and second of all, why it's different from ice cream. I know that there was some carping here before the show, that some places are, Arthur, selling ice cream and calling it gelato, and it's irritating you, frankly.
Very much so.
Why?
Well, it's not gelato.
All right, well, what's the difference?
Milk and cream.
The difference is the butterfat content.
Mm-hmm. Explain.
The butterfat content in the United States, to be called ice cream legally, has to be 10%. Mm-hmm. Usually, people that are making their own ice cream in a shop, it goes up to 16%. Companies like Häagen-Dazs even have some gelato that's 24% butterfat.
Is that good?
Well, it tends to give you a butterfat coating on your tongue, and so you can't taste the product as well. But because people like a lot of things in their ice cream, they think the perception is the higher the butterfat, the content, the better the product. Gelato stops at 8%. It's made with milk, and it's better for you. It has lower air.
And what do they call that? Overrun?
Overrun. Hey,
right.
You learned from the last time. Beep, 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 beep. That's excellent.
I've done thousands of shows on gelato.
The overrun,
He did his homework.
Yeah.
And the overrun in ice cream can be 100%, where in gelato it's about 30%. So the
And again, the number, if you have a burning question about gelato, 800-348-2551 is the number, 800-348-2551. How could the overrun be 100% in ice cream? That's all air.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Correct.
What are you buying?
Well, the overrun, you get overrun when the machine that you are processing the gelato and freezing the gelato whips. So it goes quickly. And as it's whipping inside the barrel, it's adding air. In a gelato
stretching
machine,
the product out.
It folds.
Right.
So that's why sometimes when you go to get an ice cream cone and you go outside, it starts to immediately melt down the cone and onto your hands because there's nothing holding it together. It's all air.
When you go into the supermarket, pick up a gallon of ice cream.
Okay.
It weighs nothing.
Yeah.
It's all air.
And air is free. So the more air that companies put into the ice cream, the less expensive it is for them to produce.
So gelato, the butterfat content is 8% max.
Max.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So anything you pick up in the supermarket and you take a look at it, ladies and gentlemen in the audience, and it says anything over 8%, what you're actually purchasing is slow churned ice cream.
Mm. Well, then, isn't there a gelato council that would say, no, you can't do this?
There is no FDA regulations on gelato as of yet.
So we can call anything gelato.
Absolutely.
I could put some ice in the ice tray and call it gelato.
I'm going to start the gelato police, personally.
You should.
The gelato queen.
I bet Rocco knows a couple enforcers who could take care of this.
I think we could take care of that very quickly.
Flex a few muscles.
Our number here is 800-348-2551 if you have a question about gelato. And, of course, the... you're pointing at this. What
Please,
is this?
We'd like
you to
try,
have
this.
To try it.
It looks like peanut butter. What is that?
No, it's gelato. It's vegan gelato.
This is the vegan gelato.
It's coffee chocolate
with a swirl of vegan chocolate.
All right.
In
well,
it.
Tell us how you made this.
Okay, this was made with coconut milk and a product called Mocha Fabri Mocha, and also a chocolate nipage. He's shaking his head.
It's good.
Yes,
it's good.
He means it's good.
Yeah.
Bing, 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 because he turned his nose up at it, ladies
and gentlemen. I did not turn my nose.
When we first get in here, and I just want you to know that.
Oh, you got caught.
I was skeptical, but I was open-minded.
You skeptical?
That's only the
first.
That's only the first. Let's try the next one.
All right, well, you know what? We'll take some calls. We'll take a break. We'll take an email. We'll do this and that. Our number here is 800-348-2551. 800-348-2551. Oh, it's Vox Pop. It's Food Friday. We talked gelato today with, let's see, we have Donna here. We have Arthur here. We have Rocco here. You are there. Give us a call. It's Vox Pop. It's Food Friday. It's a beautiful summer day, perfect for some nice, cool refreshment. And we talk gelato today with our buddy Rocco DeFazio, who, by the way, is a Food Friday Hall of Famer. I think we should mention that. All right, I mentioned it. Donna Damiano and Arthur Clifford are here from Fabry, and they make gelato ingredients. Do you actually make the gelato, too, or just the ingredients?
No, no. Fabry is a 114-year-old company from Bologna, Italy, that's family-owned. They do ingredients for gelato and pastry, so we make our gelato with ingredients that are made in Italy.
How did you two from Worcester end up with the Italian company?
Well, look at my face. I'm a little bit
of
Italian.
You look like you could have some Italian. Yeah,
just a little bit.
Yeah.
And I've been making ice cream and gelato at my home with my nonna and my dad for a long, long time. And I just kind of fell into it like people do.
Do you ever slip and have some ice cream?
Always.
Remember the days? You probably don't. You're too young. But in the 70s, they had ice milk.
Yes.
It was dreadful.
Mm-hmm. It was dreadful.
Really, really bad.
I think we ate that when we drank Tab.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah. And Fresca.
Fresca, right? Yes.
See, now you are from Worcester. The Moxie, not so big over here. This email came in from Joe in Colony. On a recent trip to Sicily, at every corner was a place serving granita. How is the preparation process different than that of gelato?
Granita is all water. It's water, water and fruit. And it's made in a batch freezer, the same as gelato, but it's actually granula. And the little granules come together. It's almost like a snow cone, granita. But they have many different flavors that are different here, like almond milk or mint in Italy. And it's very popular. It's a refreshing drink. It's really not the same as a gelato.
Okay. The number here is 800-348-2551. Before we try the next one, let's grab a call.
Okay.
Rupert in Rhinebeck. Rupert, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you, Rupert.
Okay. You know, years ago, I was a friend of Willie the actor Sutton.
Oh, yeah.
And Willie, before he went out to rob a bank, Willie used to enjoy a refreshing dish of nice, cool gelato.
Well, I'll be darned.
Willie used to say, there's nothing like a dish, a refreshing dish of gelato, before a bank robbery.
Well, you see,
you know what? He was absolutely right, I must say.
You know what, Rupert? Does he get it in jail now?
He's dead now, but Rupert, right. I've missed his calls, and it's great that he checked in.
He still can dial the phone.
Helping me out when he
Thanks for calling, Rupert.
Let's go over to another caller. Edward in Queensbury. Edward, you're on.
Hi. My family's having a reunion up in Maine. We've been going there 100 years, and my sister told me that my grandfather used to make homemade peach ice cream. I was looking for a recipe for homemade peach. If it's gelato, I don't think they would mind. Do you have anything that we could put together, heavy cream, fresh peaches, any way we could do that?
Yes, absolutely. What kind of unit do you have that you're going to make this in?
It's going to be one I got off online. It's a small electrical one. I guess you throw dry it. You throw the rock salt in the outside and
cool
it off.
Sure, I'll tell you what. If you send me an email at queenofgelato@gmail.com, I will send you a nice recipe that you can make a peach gelato.
Now, it being a radio show, maybe you could share some of that offhand.
All right, well, then.
We have
you need
plenty
a little
of
bit
time.
Of stabilizer.
Yeah, that'd be great.
And,
okay.
Thanks a lot for the call, Edward. Go ahead. Tell us about it.
Okay.
Edward's going to listen on the radio.
Okay, Edward, are you listening out there?
So you got the peaches,
okay,
right?
Okay, so you get fresh peaches. And what you're going to do is take them and boil them a little bit down with some sugar and add that in. If you're not going to use a regular stabilizer and you're going to boil them down, you could put a little bit of, just a tad of egg into it. Not the egg yolk, only the whites. Boil that down with some sugar, add it into some fresh cream, and then spin it in your machine, and you're going to get a great fresh peach ice cream. I also do ice cream, not only gelato.
Oh, you do that?
Yes, of
course. Okay, so this is a good question.
I'm just
in your wheelhouse.
Really the ice cream princess. I'm just the gelato queen.
Right, gotcha. I'll write that down.
Another title.
So, Rocco, how's the gelato going over at the pizzeria?
Well. Very well. And we expect the vegan one to. We haven't even. This is the first time we've told people that we actually have it.
Yeah.
And we expect very good things.
There was a half dozen people in there last night.
Last night we were. And that one woman, vegan for 10 years, she said it was
best
probably the best
had.
Gelato
Speaking
she ever
that,
had.
Speaking of that, would you like some Amarena Fabri cherry?
Only gelato. If it's vegan.
It's vegan.
Of course.
Oh, I was only
kidding.
Of course
kidding.
It is. There's no meat in there.
There's no meat
It's Amarena cherry and That's sausage.
Rocco tried to put prosciutto in, but
we wouldn't let him.
He wouldn't let me put the prosciutto.
I love this. Oh, I love this a lot. All right, tell me about this.
Okay, this is I don't know if you noticed we're wearing cherries.
No, I noticed that. Oh, yeah. Okay.
The Amarena, this is the how the company started with cherries.
Really?
And this is the Amarena cherry.
What's Amarena mean?
Amarena is the type of cherry it is from northern Italy.
Yeah.
But you know what? I also brought you a present.
Oh, boy.
Hold on. Brought you a jar for yourself.
Oh, my gosh.
Of Amarena Fabri cherries. Oh, there you go.
I tried these the last time you were on.
Yes, they're delicious.
Now, I barely remember yesterday, but I remember these cherries.
Look, at this time I brought you a booklet about how you can use the cherries.
Well, now let's explain the Amarena cherries a little
bit. Okay, so in 1905, Mr. and Mrs. Fabri started a little company in the front of their house, and in about 10 years went by, and in 1915, Mrs. Fabri started to create a cherry based from a cherry that was like a crab apple tree. And she took these cherries that were sour and black, and she slowly cooked them in a 3-day process and created the Amarena Fabri cherry. We are the original people that made the cherry.
I loved these.
These are amazing because they're kosher, they're gluten-free, they're vegan. They are non-GMO, no high fructose corn syrup. They're the original recipe from 100 years ago.
That's amazing. And I see in the booklet you have here, the Amarena Fabri Unique Worldwide Delight book, you can make a cherry
drinks.
Sour.
There's a ton of things
yes.
to do, totally.
Yeah.
The Amarena Amora Mio. This is
Prosecco.
Something you go home, meet with your wife, bring a bottle of Prosecco,
right.
Turn the lights down, light a few candles,
send the kids
drop out. Two Amarena cherries in the bottom of the Prosecco glass, and go to town.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
It's romance.
And it has to be my wife.
It would help. Look, this is
anyone,
a family show.
Right, fair enough. Yeah. The number here is 800.
I hope your kids aren't listening.
Are you kidding me? I don't think they know what a radio is. 800-348-2551. If you have a question about gelato today, 800-348-2551. You can also email us at voxpop@wamc.org. All right. Have we exhausted the entire conversation?
No, we have not.
No?
Because I have so much more to tell you.
Good, because there's
gelato.
Like 30 minutes to go.
Okay, so just let me have the stand.
All right, go.
Everybody just
right,
be quiet. No kidding. You know what? Gelato actually, I'm on the board of directors for the New England Ice Cream Restaurant Association.
Are you really?
Yes, I am.
And what do you do?
And we have meetings, and what we do is we try to get ice cream, get some synergy within all of the ice cream shops within New England, and have people help each other out with recipes and everything. It's a wonderful organization. However, they would always say to me, that gelato is a fad.
Oh, well, no, why? It's been around a long time.
It's been around much longer than American ice cream.
Really?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, it started actually in China.
Gelato
during
the
Tang Dynasty.
I got to be honest with you. Gelato is not really a Chinese-sounding name.
Neither is spaghetti, but it started in China also.
All right, fair enough.
And Marco Polo brought the idea of freezing milk with fruit in a cold cream and eating it. And it was really the first time that human beings were eating cold and sweet together.
Huh.
And so he came back with this idea to Italy, and two ideas. One was the idea of lo mein. And the crafty Italians made spaghetti and gelato out of this.
Out of lo mein?
No. No.
Because if you bring lo mein gelato, it's check,
next
please.
Time.
Show is over. Okay. Putting it out there.
It's vegan, though, Ray.
They took the lo mein and they did the same thing, except not with soy. They did it with wheat and created spaghetti.
Let's go back to the board of directors of this Council of New England Ice Cream.
Yes.
And many of them give you a hard time and say gelato is a fad. Are there fist fights? At these
not
meetings?
Anymore. No, no. There used to be until I started taking karate.
Well, good for you.
No, no. No, it was just something that they said, and I've been on the board for 17 years. So at the beginning of all this, they would say, well, gelato is just a fad, like frozen yogurt or
ice milk,
frozen custard, or ice milk, tab and Fresca.
Well, you know, I think you can still get a Fresca. Let's go back to the phones. 800-348-2551. Gelato today on Food Friday. Regis in East Bern. Regis.
Hey, folks. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
My wife and I are buying or going to buy an ice cream maker, gelato maker, and we have really no idea what to get. We love ice cream. We love gelato. We'd like something that would be relatively easy to do, and price is not that much of an option.
Okay.
Okay, so are you looking for this for your home?
So an ice cream maker.
For home, yep.
Okay. You know, they have some great ones online. Mm. What you want to get is something that has, that's electric, that is going to have inside of it a freezing mechanism. The ones that you have to put the basket into the freezer and wait all night, 24 hours, those tend to work very slowly and maybe take an hour to work. If you put a little money into it, probably about $1,500, you can get a really good one.
Yeah. And you can also buy a cheap used car for that, too.
any particular brand that you'd recommend over one over the other?
Okay, we don't really want to recommend brands on the air. It's really not where we're at. But
look for what does not, when you're reading about it, what you don't want is something that you have to put the freezing cylinder into the freezer. That means that the mechanics inside the machine are not strong enough to freeze it on its own.
Okay. Well, thank you, Regis, for the call. Rocco, you got a really nice maker at the shop a couple of years ago.
Parmigiani.
Yeah. That's an authentic gelato maker?
That's the Ferrari of gelato.
Is it really?
Yes, it is.
It's one of the best.
Yes, it's impressive to see.
Yes.
Oh.
And Parmigiani happens to be right across the street from Fabri in Italy.
In Bologna. Oh, really?
Yes.
The Christmas parties must be great, huh?
Absolutely.
You know, I remember, and maybe again, this may have been an imagination, like a hallucination, but I remember my grandmother had a ice cream maker, and I swear there was a crank on the thing.
Yes, that's what my Nana had too.
Mm-hmm. So what's up with that?
So what happens is you put ice all around it. Inside there is a freezing cylinder, and you crank it, and that stirs it all around.
Yeah.
You salt all the ice, and you crank for hours.
Yeah, there was salt.
Hours. And then you needed to put it in the freezer for overnight, and it works.
There was a lot of work involved, and I think it was used once because it was just like...
It was a lot of work.
Who's going to crank it that long, right?
It's like going to the gym.
Exactly. Let's go back to the phones, 800-348-2551. Heather in Pittsfield. Hello, Heather.
Hi. My question is about the fat content with vegan ice cream. You mentioned it in regular gelato, how it's important to be 8% or less, and I was just wondering how you classify your vegan ice cream as gelato.
Okay, well, first
Great
of all,
point.
It's made with gelato products from Italy, and second of all, the fat content isn't butter fat, but it's coconut fat, and it is under that 8% margin, and... In, together with that coconut milk, we also are using Italian products in an Italian machine. So it is, in fact, a vegan gelato. Do you have any other questions, Heather?
But you know, on the other hand, Heather, we've already ascertained on this program that you can call pretty much anything gelato if you want to. So, I mean, there's that.
Right.
No, but
well,
you know what, Ray? I'm sorry.
In the coconut cream, so no, that's what
but
I
Ray,
thought
I'm sorry.
The answer would be.
You can't say that on the air.
Not with the queen of gelato. Thank you, Heather, for the call. The number here is 800-348-2551. 800-348-2551. But does the coconut fat, does it play the same?
Yes. Mm. Yeah, the canned coconut does.
Interesting.
Not the coconut milk that you get into the refrigerator. You can use any type. We have a vegan base to use with this.
You could use soy, almond milk.
You can use anything.
And who came up with this recipe? Was this Rocco's son again?
No.
Oh, no.
No?
This is the gelato queen.
So you came up with this?
Yes, I did.
So how long did it take you to perfect? To make it, I mean, it tastes like gelato.
Actually, it took a while because Arthur and I went through all of the vegetable milks to try to find
the best flavor,
and also the best consistency. Like rice milk makes it very icy. Soy milk makes everything taste
like soy.
The soy comes through no matter what. Chocolate, coffee, whatever you do, you still taste that soy taste.
All right.
So I find that canned coconut milk. Is the best one.
I mean, you definitely had a hint of coconut there, even though it was coffee flavor. You could feel the coconut.
It's in the background. Yes.
Yeah. All right, back to the phones we go on a Food Friday. We talk gelato today with Donna Damiano and Arthur Clifford of Fabri and Rocco DeFazio of DeFazio's famous pizzeria. He's a Hall of Famer here on the program. Kim in Saratoga. Kim, you're on.
Hi there. How are you guys today?
Wonderful.
Great. Thank you.
Great. great. I have a very simple question. I just wanted to know what the most unusual flavors of gelato that you've ever made.
Beer.
Beer
gelato.
Jägermeister sorbet.
Jägermeister sorbet.
That might not be bad. That's sort of sweet. That was bad?
That was horrible.
It was terrible?
Olive oil is a very unusual flavor that's absolutely delicious.
Lemon and basil. Delicious.
That's okay. Mm-hmm. Like, how about tomato?
We haven't done tomato.
Oh, can you do tomato and onion?
We should do tomato.
We should do tomato for DeFazio's.
Rocco and I are going to, in Arthur, we're going to develop a tomato gelato for DeFazio's. And we're going to call it DeFazio's Tomato Gelato.
That's unique.
Yeah. You see, that's the way I think. I'm outside the box, like right?
Thank you, Kim. You're making us put our hats
on.
Thank
you.
Our number here is 800-348-2551. I got other ideas if you want. I mean, we can come up. How about...
I'm afraid.
Yeah, all right, let's just go back to the phones. Jessica and Amherst. Jessica, you're on.
Hi. I have 2 quarts of fresh strawberries, and I wanted to make something non-dairy in my ice cream maker. What do you suggest for proportions?
Okay.
Either using soy or coconut or whatever.
The good question, Arthur. How big is the machine? And how many pounds of strawberries do you have? Because what you could do is, I'm on the gram scale from Italy. If you do about 1,500 grams of fresh strawberries with about 600 grams of any vegetable milk, and then probably 300 grams of sugar, you're going to get a really nice gelato in your ice cream machine.
So is that about 2 to 1?
Yes.
Fruit to liquid?
Yes, absolutely.
Perfect. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Jessica. The number here is 800-348-2551. I saw Rocco with a thumbs up there. What are you eating, Rocco?
This is the creamsicle and the...
That's the vegan right there.
Yes,
that you have.
The creamsicle was...
The creamsicle was Rocco's idea.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Did I try this?
I don't know if you tried it.
Is that the lemonish one? That is fantastic.
It's the orange.
That was your idea, Rocco?
Yes, he asked me to create a recipe for it.
That has some lemon in there, though, right?
It does not. Try it again.
It's orange.
Excellent.
Orange, oh, it's orange. Okay. Yes. Orange, lemon, you know. It's
creamsicle.
Remember
that's
going to
be new
kid,
on my
Ray.
Gelato list.
Mm.
Creamsicles.
Is that refreshing?
4th of July.
Rocco, that's a great idea, and it's well
executed.
It was
a great
flavor. People. Yeah.
Thank you.
Make that over at the shop in
Yes,
Troy?
Yes,
yes. Yeah.
Rocco sent me an email that said, can you create a creamsicle for me in vegan? And
But the last one we're going to have them try is what you really... But this, we made one that wasn't vegan.
That was not vegan.
All right, well, all these are vegan.
Yes.
Well, you guys have done very well.
Thank you.
Our number here is 800-348-2551. David in Ballston Spa.
Hi, David.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call. I'm getting a lot of static, so if you hear me, I apologize. But my question is about custard. I make soft custard with hand crank machine that my family just really loves. And I just wanted your opinion about custard style ice cream.
Oh, custard style ice cream is absolutely delicious, but the butterfat content is much higher because of the addition of the egg in it. I think that, you know, there's a place for everything, for ice cream, custard, frozen custard. Are you using raw egg and making something like a hot process with it?
Yes.
Okay, perfect, because when you use raw egg and you don't heat it, you know you can get
some salmonella.
Yeah, well, that's not a great idea.
But I like custard. I think that it's very rich, and with a at-home machine, you have a very low overrun on it, and good for you. I think that's great that you do that with your family. It's a great thing to do
with
your family.
Well, thank you very much.
Well, thanks, yes. David. We appreciate that call. Oh, it's fun today. It's gelato with the gelato queen.
Woohoo!
Simmer down. Donna Damiano, also Arthur Clifford of Fabri and Rocco DeFazio. Number is 800-348-2551. If you have a question about gelato, 800-348-2551. All right, here's one more idea as we go to break. Ready?
Yes.
Go.
Sriracha and Gruyere gelato. Yeah?
I would love sriracha.
Oh, totally.
I'm going to make sriracha gelato
Spicy
for my
gelato
son,
nice.
Steven.
Right,
he loves sriracha.
We'll think this over. We'll take a break. We'll be back. Vox Pop on WAMC. It's Food Friday. Ray Graff here. The number is 800-348-2551. 1-800-348-2551. Or you can email us at voxpopwamc.org. We have Donna Damiano and Arthur Clifford of Fabri and Rocco DeFazio of DeFazio's Pizzeria in Albany, or in Troy, I should say, on the other side of the river. And if you have a question about gelato, please give us a shout now. The chocolate one, really good.
You know what I was thinking? Chocolate sriracha would be excellent.
I like the spicy and the chocolate.
Yeah, I'm going to do that.
How about dark chocolate and sriracha?
We have a dark chocolate fondant.
You know, one of our first gelatos we made, we called it Mexican chocolate. And it was a spicy chocolate gelato. The women, because, you know.
What do you mean the women?
Mostly women like this combination.
No, the women of Troy.
You're getting in trouble here.
But you know, chocolate started in Mexico. Right. Chocolate, that's where it originated. And were they the Incas or the Aztecs? Incas.
Check, please.
So drink the chocolate with hot peppers.
Wow.
And that's Mexican chocolate.
I think that we should develop Frank's hot sauce gelato.
Okay. Cayenne. Stop looking at me like that, right?
All right, Rocco.
Tim's on the phone.
After the show. Yeah, we're going to get to Tim in a minute. This email came in from Mark. Mark writes, "Hi from Pleasant Valley. I understand that an ice cream maker with a bowl that you put in the freezer is not optimal, but millions of people have this type of machine. Can you use that type of machine to make gelato?"
Oh, yes, you absolutely can use that type of machine. You know, when you're making gelato or ice cream, the difference is going to be the heavy amount of heavy cream that you put in. So if you want to change your ice cream maker into a gelato maker, what you're going to do is add more milk into it and less cream. And then you'll change the butter fat, and then whatever flavoring that you're putting in, you've created a gelato instead of an ice cream. And I'm not saying those are the worst machines, but they're very difficult to use.
Why?
Because you have to wait.
Who wants to wait for gelato?
You want to eat it right away.
Come on,
good
Ray.
Things come to those who wait, right?
No.
I want it now.
Patience is a virtue, they say. True.
Really, I'm losing patience in the program. So the number is 800-348-2551.
Yeah, I wonder what that has to do with it.
800-348-2551. Let's go to Tim in Saratoga. Tim, you're on.
Yes, I'm interested in finding out how I can buy some of those amaretto cherries.
It's Amarena. Amarena Fabri
Amarena.
Cherries. And you could get them from Italy in New York. Ace Endico also sells them in their
Italy?
Store. Italy.
So
yes.
Italy, yes.
Yes, Italy.
Gotcha. That's Big Ten.
And DeFazio's is going to
And you can also,
DeFazio's
in Troy are going to be carrying them.
Tremendous, yes. Tremendous.
We'll have them starting next week.
Well, good for you, Rocco.
And they make, tell them about the strawberries.
They also make a strawberry
exactly in the same way. Thank you, Rocco. We have them now in 8 ounce. The strawberries are developed the same exact way that the cherries are, the same recipe. And actually, they're fragolina.
Fragolina is little baby ones.
Little tiny strawberries.
You know,
next
fragolina.
Time we come,
you know,
I think you should do a pastry show.
Guitar player.
And invite me back again, and I'll bring you some strawberries.
I'll invite you back if you both behave. That's the bottom line.
And you don't bring Rocco. Come on.
Rocco's got to come.
Well, you know... Rocco's a known quantity here. And
he's a Hall of Famer.
He's a Hall of Famer.
I was never invited to the induction ceremony. I don't know what happened.
We induced you last night.
We induced you. That's right. More Pitocin all around. The number here is 800-348-2551. We talk gelato today and other things. Let's go to Rhonda in Niskayuna. Rhonda, you're on.
Hi. I'm wondering about the use of monk fruit or stevia in making a sugar-free gelato at home?
Interesting. Stevia.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You know what? The only problem is that when you put sugar into a frozen dessert, it acts as an antifreeze. So when you're using stevia or monk fruit, the gelato that you make or the ice cream tends to be very hard. You're best to put in some agave with that. And the agave will act as an emulsifier and also as let it be a little bit more softer so that you can eat it and it's not hard as a rock.
And so don't leave it in the
machine
so long.
What acts as an antifreeze? The stevia?
Sugar is an antifreeze.
Oh, interesting. So that's how you keep it soft.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, I'll be darned. So stevia won't do that.
No. Stevia won't do that. It'll give you the sweetness that you need, but it won't act as an antifreeze. It'll
the sugars in the monkfish? Monkfish gelato.
Wow. You nailed it.
It's vegan, too.
We're going to make fish gelato next.
You know, Rhonda, I apologize to you and the entire listening audience because it's just
that's
not going.
I've got one of those. Okay, thank you so much.
Thanks very
You're
much.
Welcome.
She's getting out while the getting's good. And that makes one of us. Nicole and Hurley. Nicole, you're on.
Buongiorno,
Nicole.
Where can we buy this gelato that you're speaking of, and what's the name of it? We missed that.
Oh, you know what? There isn't a particular name because it's not a name because...
Explain what you do.
Okay. What I do is I teach people how to make gelato with Fabry products from Italy. So many of your gelato places are going to be using our product, and maybe we're taught by Arthur and myself, but the name Fabry is not on their shop. So you have to go in and say, do you have Fabry gelato? And if they say no, you need to call the gelato queen and let her know.
Okay. Well, there you go.
But you could buy this gelato
at DeFazio's.
Oh, I
totally.
See. You know, and of course, the trick
is in Troy.
Yeah, and the trick is, Nicole, you make your own. You learn. You get the machine and you make your own now that with all the knowledge that you have here.
Of course.
On this program.
And we'll post some recipes.
Will you?
Yeah.
Where? Because my producer's not here, so it won't be on my webpage.
I know
at the
that.
It will be.
All right. Well, fair enough.
The best gelato in the world, DeFazio's, Troy, New York.
That's very nice. Mm-hmm. You remember, this is public radio. We don't do advertising. 800-348-2551 is the number. 800-348-2551. If you have a question about gelato, Rocco, what are you doing?
He's eating gelato.
He's making sure it's not poison.
Which one is that?
This is banana cream.
Okay.
Banana cream pie gelato.
No, it's coconut cream.
Coconut cream. I'm sorry.
It's coconut
cream. It says banana on it.
He made a mistake.
I was in a rush.
He was tired last night.
Oh, really?
I was very tired.
Here he goes. He tasted it. There's a smile on his face.
Coconut cream pie.
That's good.
Coconut cream pie.
And so you made this over at the shop.
We all made it.
We helped. You know?
Now, that has chunks of coconut in it.
Yes, it does.
Mm-hmm. How do you get it through the machine?
It's magic.
It's variegated in as it comes out of the
machine. Is it really?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Arthur Clifford. By the way,
why are you hanging around with these two people, Arthur?
I have no idea.
Arthur, what do you do over at Fabry?
I work for a distributor. I distribute Fabry throughout New England.
Yeah.
And I show my customers how to use the product.
And you're kind of your wife's bodyguard here?
I could be.
Yeah.
No, she's his
muscles.
Bodyguard.
Well, you know, I believe that as well. The number here is 800-348-2551. We talked gelato. All right, so all of those gelatos we had are vegan.
No, the last one that you had, the coconut cream pie, we wanted to give you a regular gelato.
Yeah, I can't really, the other ones are rich and creamy as well.
It's
the beauty of Fabry products.
You know, when the queen touches gelato, it becomes perfect.
All right. You know what? You need a crown. Next time, if you're coming on the show again, I need a crown.
We'll bring a crown.
Marcia in Alford. Marcia, you're on. Hello, Marcia.
Marcia, Marcia, Marcia.
Oh, I bet she's never heard that one before. Marcia, are you there?
Where's Greg?
Oh, Marcia, you know what? Marcia's listening on the radio. So it's going to take about 7 or 8 seconds. She's gone. All right. Well, Marcia will call back, I'm sure. But what happens is, here's a little inside baseball. When you call in, turn your radio down and listen on the phone. And that way, there's not 8-second difference between, you know,
hearing and talking.
That's it.
Can I go down memory lane a little bit? Because not too far
from here.
Got
8 minutes. Go ahead.
Not too far from here. When I was a young boy, my dad and I would go to, it was called Rapazzo's.
What, do they have gelato?
Mr. Joe Rapazzo was making gelato back in the 50s and 60s.
Wow.
I swear to God, this guy was a confectionery Italian confectionery genius.
Rapazzo's was a bakery?
He baked, and he also made the most incredible Spumoni. I
love Spumoni.
And it was gelato, though.
Yes, Spumoni is gelato.
I know. It was incredible. Donna, it was, and we would go into the back room, and I was like 6, 7, 8 years old when I used to go, because we used to go pick it up. He'd have these women slicing the strawberries, squeezing the lemons for lemon ice, which it wasn't lemon ice. He was making lemon sorbetto.
Sorbetto. Mm.
This was in this Joe Rapazzo on Central Avenue. God bless his soul.
Well, for all of you out there who do not know what Spumoni is, pistachio gelato, chocolate gelato, and amarena cherry gelato.
Yes.
Now, you know, back in the day when I was a lad, you used to be able to buy Spumoni in the store.
Yes.
And I would be very surprised if it was actually gelato. And
no, that stuff wasn't.
That would have been an ice cream.
No. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Same as the Neapolitan.
Right.
You know, the chocolate, vanilla, and strawberry.
What Joe was making was
the real deal.
Gelato.
So when you go into the supermarket and you want to buy gelato, look at the butterfat content, and that will tell you if you're
again,
actually
Donna?
Getting it.
8% or less.
Yep. You know. Just remember that.
I'm keeping score. Let's go to Debbie in New Smyrna Beach, Florida.
Whoa.
Debbie,
Smyrna Beach.
Hello, Debbie, you're on.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Debbie. Just wanted to let Donna know that we are watching her from New Smyrna Beach in Florida.
Ah.
We can't wait to get some of that gelato.
Oh,
here.
That's excellent.
How's the weather down there?
Beautiful today. Beautiful.
It's today. Nice here, too.
Nice breeze.
Yeah.
We need a shop in New Smyrna Beach.
Yeah, totally.
A nice gelato shop.
So we can come visit.
Well, there you go. I'm waiting.
Debbie, thanks for calling. And Debbie's watching online. You know, we have cameras.
My God.
Oh, Debbie, hi.
Yeah,
hi,
Debbie.
I should have combed my hair.
Hey, that's good.
Single.
Let's go to Ann in Massachusetts. Ann, you're on.
Hi there. I'm just wondering if any of their beautiful children ever created a gelato flavor.
Ah.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. When my son Steven turned 21, he asked me for a Jagermeister and Red Bull gelato.
Oh, my God. That is bilious.
And if you know that that Jagermeister has a lot of sugar and that Red Bull has a lot of sugar and sugar is an antifreeze, the first couple attempts came out like slush.
Oh. Our machine was shaking like crazy.
It took a little while to figure out that we needed dextrose for that.
And alcohol won't. So alcohol is.
It will freeze.
It's got a ton of sugar,
but you need
but it'll
to
freeze.
Fool it with it. And my 80-year-old mom had a dish of that, and then she got dizzy and had to go lay down.
You know, we do a Christmas show with Rocco almost every year, and Rocco makes me drink this drink with vermouth and a raw egg. Now, maybe we can make a little gelato
out of that.
Vermouth and raw egg.
Oh, vermouth.
Excellent.
And raw,
yeah?
Love that
I mean, what could go wrong, right? The lawsuits will start pouring
in. Neapolitan.
Stomach pumping and the whole nine. Rob in Western Mass. Rob, you're on.
Okay, so I'm going to dumb it down a little. I apologize.
How could you dumb it down a little? I mean, have you been listening? Go ahead.
My ice cream maker is actually a ball. All the ingredients go in this ball, and the kids play with it for half an hour to mix everything. And then you freeze it. My question is, they want to make cucumber melon. How do I get the cucumber and melon flavoring to mix into the ice cream? What would I have to do to those?
Okay, what you're going to do is you're going to, of course, peel both of them. And then take that peeler and just keep peeling like thin slices of both of them off of the fruit until you get a pile of, looks like spaghetti. And then you're going to heat that up a little bit so that it gets a little bit of little mushy. Then add your ingredients in it and then have the kids play with the ball.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. That was a good one.
Now, it's so funny. We had an email here from Marcia, maybe the same one who we lost on the line. It says, do you have a melon gelato recipe like the Melone gelato in Tuscany?
Melone is a cantaloupe.
Yeah.
And yes, a cantaloupe is so easy because if you ripen it to the point where it's very soft, it gets very sweet. And you actually do not even have to heat it when it gets to that point. Just have to put it into a food processor.
Huh.
And then add it into your milk and cream and sugar ingredients.
All right. This email came in from Tony.
Tony
says, occasionally I chef in Italy for large groups. We have a dessert that everyone loves. We buy crema gelato from the supermarket, which in Italy is delicious. Let it melt slightly. Add crumble amaretti cookies and a jar of amarena cherries. Mm. Stripe the top with melted chocolate and freeze.
That's fabulous.
That really sounds good.
That's a wonderful recipe.
Yeah, Tony's a regular correspondent to WAMC. So that's good work, Tony.
Yeah, that is good work.
Our number here is 800-348-2551.
All great ingredients.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. The cookies and the...
Yes, excellent.
Hmm. Can we do a bourbon?
Yes, we've done a bourbon.
Oh, you have. All right,
explain. A beautiful vanilla bourbon.
Okay, now we're talking.
Now you have my attention.
Oh, my goodness. We've done champagne. We've done Prosecco. We've done pina colada with rum in it. It's just a matter of balancing the sugar with the alcohol content. And then you have to pull back sugar when you put in alcohol.
Now, I would assume the pina colada is fairly simple. The coconut, you have done that. Coconut cream pie, just add a little rum in there and you're good to
go. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And some pineapple, a little bit of banana.
Well, that sounds delicious.
Yes, it is delicious.
Tell me about this bourbon gelato.
Oh, you know something? Whenever you're using alcohol in a gelato, you're going to put the alcohol in at the last minute. So in your batch freezer, as it freezes up, when it's almost to the point where you're going to take it out of the gelato, take it out of the machine, that's when you pour in your alcohol.
How much?
And that mixes in. It depends on how much
how
you want.
You want.
If you want to sell it. If you want
to
sell it.
Numb.
Oh, God.
This is for home use, right?
If you want to sell it, it can't be more than 5% of the total amount of the base.
Interesting.
But if you want it for home use, you can put as much as you want, as long as you've balanced the sugar into it.
I did not know that.
Next time, I'm going to bring you alcohol gelato.
Oh.
Then we get sloshed.
Okay, well, note to producer Jim Lavoulis, we'll book him one more time and see how it goes.
Bourbon gelato.
Now, if anybody wants to find out about Fabry, Arthur, how do they do that on the line?
www.fabry1905.com.
Spell Fabry for us.
That's the Italian site.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The American site is www.fabryusa, F-A-B-B-R-I. Look at my phone.
Oh, look at that.
Fabry.
Oh, look at that. That's nice.
It is.
That's nice. And then Rocco. There's a DeFazio's website, and you guys are all over the social media.
All over.
Yeah. Tell us about how we find you.
DeFazio'sPizza.com. And we're also on Facebook. We're on Instagram. We're on everything.
Yeah, man. Oh, and the Instagram feed is great. There's some mouth-watering pictures every day.
A lot of red.
You lost 23 pounds?
I lost 23
pounds. How'd you do that?
Vegan.
So you're actually, you have now
well,
gone.
Well, I'm a closet vegan, right?
Ah, so you know, he's a closet vegan. I saw him with a meatball last night.
Okay, so he's a what?
Oh, I got lots of meatballs. Doesn't mean I eat them, though.
He's a wash and wear vegan.
A wash and wear.
Yes, he is.
All right, well, listen, this was a lot of fun, and thank you for teaching us all about gelato today. Support for WAMC comes from 20 Railroad Public House, Great Barrington, Massachusetts. Seasonally inspired pub fare, now offering traditional wood-fired Neapolitan pizza, catering menu, and hours, 20railroad.com. Gatherer's Granola, Schenectady, New York, baked in small batches and stirred by hand. Gatherer's is available at Price Chopper, Market 32, Hannaford, local independent grocery stores, and online at ggranola.com. Del Mar Farmers Market, featuring local and organic farm products, baked goods, and fair trade crafts every Saturday from 9 to 1 at 332 Kenwood Avenue, delmarmarket.org. And Pekarsky's, South Deerfield, Massachusetts, family-owned since 1948, offering sausages from kielbasa to Italian to bratwurst on smoked meats. Home of New England farm-made sausage, open 7 days, Pekarsky's.com. Thanks again to Donna Damiano. And, well, you know what? It was great to have the gelato queen here and the gelato king, Arthur Clifford, as well. Rocco DeFazio, a Hall of Famer here on this program. Thank you all for being here. Thank you for listening. Great calls today, including the guy who called in about Willie Sutton, which I thought was very interesting. Zach Malloy was our engineer. Boy, he's shaking his head. He's had enough. You know, have some gelato. It'll be fine. Thanks to Amber Sickles, who took the calls today. Our producer, the absent Jim Lavoulis. Thanks again for being with us this week on Vox Pop. Monday at 2, you know. It's a medical Monday. I'm Ray Graff. Have a great weekend. Stand by for the best of our knowledge.